Despite the belief by many that PCs and laptops are a commodity, you probably know differently. Over their lifetime, PCs in your organization will require updates, maintenance, and support. They will need to be tracked and audited. They will also be lost, and they will need to be replaced. How do you select notebook computers that will make these IT tasks easier for your IT department and for your end users? I'm James Hilliard, your host, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we are speaking with Frank Rakiki. Frank has been with Lenovo IBM for 16 years, during which time he's been a product manager for ThinkPad, ThinkCenter, and ThinkVantage Technologies. He was a product trainer for Lenovo Learning Services, also a customer center speaker. Frank here today to talk about how notebooks and management tools can really help solve real-life IT problems, ease PC management, increase security, and a whole lot more. And Frank, really appreciate you taking time and joining me today.
Great. It's great to be here with you.
I don't think it's a surprise to many folks out there that have been buying PCs or laptops over the years. Lenovo has a pretty high standard of quality. I think they're well known for that quality and product design in the marketplace. What I want to start this conversation about today, Frank, is what goes on behind the scenes? How do your teams come up and consider kind of what features do we need to include in this next generation? What should we remove and not include anymore? What process goes on there?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Back when Lenovo became the company that it is today, because it's only about 5 or 6 years old now, they really did take a step back and look seriously at how they were going to approach the business. And what they found out was that it was the right thing to do to focus in on the quality and the design aspects of the product. And part of that is understanding what technology is necessary to bring out to the table. And part of that we have to do is talk to our customers. We have to understand what's really going on in their environments. It wouldn't make very much sense for us to go out with a product that a customer doesn't really need or is not really ready to use in their environment yet. And who better than the customer to tell us, or even in some cases our business partners, who can tell us, hey, you know, I'm seeing these types of things change. This is a trend in a direction that we need to seriously take a look at. A great example of that is the tablet format of product that's out there today. We're seeing a tremendous amount of interest in it. It's a device that's definitely going to happen, and we're really starting to very seriously look at that. And part of that, obviously, is how solid can we make it? You know, what kind of quality can we build into it? Because that is really the culture that Lenovo has created. That's the design culture, if you will, that really, really exists inside the walls of Lenovo. And every single time we look at a product, regardless of what type it is, or even a solution for that matter, it really is about how we design it, how we target the quality, how durable will the product be, and how usable will it be for our customers when we're finished with it.
Kind of reminds me of some of the stories I've heard of the higher-end car manufacturers out there, their attention to detail, their focus on getting that customer feedback. When you mention the word customer and you get that feedback, are we talking just the kind of end users out there? Or are we also talking, though, IT pros, that you're talking to those folks to find out what they need in terms of managing these types of systems?
Oh, absolutely, the IT pros and certainly the end users. I think two different customer sets, really. And a lot of times the end user is the customer to the IT professional. But the reality of it is that they truly do have their pulse on what's going on out there and what they need in terms of creating the best solution for their environment. And knowing that everybody has such a different environment to deal with out there, and that mobile users are becoming much more of a focus for a lot of our IT professionals out there, it's very, very important to have a little bit of information from both sides of the fence, because it's one thing to create a product that's very usable for an end user. It's another thing to create a product that's going to work in an environment that is acceptable for the IT pro. So it's very important to get from both sides.
Let's do this at this point, Frank. I want to, since we're talking about kind of some of the innovations, we got the idea of the culture there at Lenovo. Let's talk specifics here. I mean, what are some of the technology and competitive advantages that Lenovo is putting, specifically saying the notebooks now, that you're bringing to the table?
Sure. We're doing a lot of different things, and there's been quite a few things that we've done over time that really resonate very well with our customers, and we continue to get very positive feedback from them. A couple of examples, we're building roll cages into the systems to make them more durable, take flex out of the system board and make the base of the system stronger. We are doing water-resistant keyboards that can actually drain through that roll cage, so that if you spill liquid on your keyboard, it'll actually create a puddle underneath your system but not do any damage to your system board. Protections for the hard drive, an example of that is something we call active protection system, which is a very simple approach to a problem that can be very, very big for most customers, and that is we are allowing the system to actually communicate with the drive and tell it when to stop so that it is not being put in a very damaging situation, especially when the system is in motion. So these are the kinds of things that we're continually working on and continually trying to make better every single time we announce a new set of products. The other side of that, actually, believe it or not, is also software-oriented. That's kind of almost the end-user approach, if you will, and that is really around making things easier. How easy is it to connect your system? How easy is it to back up your system? How easy can we make it for you just to be able to secure your system and protect yourself against people trying to attack your system? These are all important parts of what we can do to help not only the IT professional, but also the end user. And the best part about that is with those tools, with the software tools that we call ThinkVantage Technologies, Lenovo is giving those to you as free of charge. So every time a ThinkPad or a ThinkCenter is purchased, it actually comes with those tools with no additional expense, no licensing fee, none of those types of things. And again, this is something we take a lot of pride in, and we will continue to develop over time.
One thing I want to dive into here, you brought up the ThinkPads. I know that they're running Intel Core i7s and i5s in them. What does that really mean let's break into two parts. Let's start off with IT departments. Why is that a big benefit for IT departments looking to purchase to say, great, it's got the i7s and i5s?
Well, obviously, performance-wise, it's going to be a big advantage to start with, right? But then you start adding things in like Turbo Boost and the capability of having higher speeds, and you can kind of push it for a longer period of time. And then that sort of dovetails into the fact that you're creating a lot of performance, but you're also helping extend battery life, right? So there's a tremendous amount of advantage to take full advantage of what's going on in the technology world today, no question. About that, and part of that is certainly trying to get the fastest and best processors you can out there. The other side that I think we're starting to hear a lot more from IT professionals on is that we really need to be able to balance the performance, the battery life, and the size of the system. Those are the things that seem to be consistently brought up over and over again. How thin can you make it? How light can it be? But how much performance can I get? And how well can I design the product so that I make sure that I have the best power, but at the same time, the best battery life. And it's a very interesting balancing act that you'll continue to see. So part of that, obviously, is bringing as much technology as you can into the fold. But again, as I said earlier, we don't want to put too much technology in place that's not necessary in order to kind of hamstring, I guess you would, the future, if you will, the product.
Yeah, and you don't need technology getting in the way. You started, Frank, already talking about some of the benefits to the end users as well. Things like longer battery life that lets those road warriors continue to work when they need to without having to stop down, find a plug somewhere and plug it in, things like that. So those are definitely benefits for them. Hey, Frank, before I let you go, I want to see if you can give a couple of tips. What are things that purchasers should be looking at when they're going through this PC refresh cycle? And we've seen a lot of people put off some of their purchases for a while due to the economy, but more and more organizations I've talked to are finally coming to that refresh. What are the couple of things they need to be thinking about evaluating before they commit and make that purchase?
Sure. I think the top three things that we'll see over and over again for quite some time, and I definitely hear it on a regular basis from both IT and end user, as well as big and small customers, is that you need to really be concerned with reliability, because the long-term effects of buying a product that is not well built is very costly to the organization. The other thing that seems to be very, very important is support. What kind of support can be behind the products? Lenovo has local support in almost every area in the country and around the world. So that is an opportunity for them to have a much easier experience having the support for that. And I think the single biggest thing, it used to be price, but now it really is all about value. It's how much value can they get for their dollar. And that is actually given in a different assignment in each different customer, I think, usually. But generally speaking, if they can get more out of their dollar on a regular basis, and that might mean that they use ThinkVantage Technologies. That may mean that they're looking at other solutions. What can we do to provide above and beyond the call, if you will? Cloud computing, those types of things, or where they're looking for the greater value. So the device or the product, if you will, that's being created is extremely important. But the combination of all of those things is what really makes the difference in almost every customer's decision.
Hey, Frank, that's a good place for us to wrap up today's conversation. Really appreciate the time.
Great. Thanks very much. I appreciate it, too.
And of course, we all appreciate our listeners as well. And if you would like to learn more about Lenovo's notebooks that feature Intel Core i7 and i5 CPUs, as well as the professional services available from the PC Connection family of companies, including configuration, Windows 7 deployment, and asset disposition services to help you roll out new systems efficiently and cost effectively, you can do a few things. First off, contact your account manager. Next, you can go to govconnection.com. You can also call 1-800-800-0019 if you would like to email connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and this concludes this installment of Connection Point.